of this 23rd shlok. Please repeat after me. Nanda Maharaj continued, after Garga Rishi spoke these words to me and returned home, I began to consider that Krishna, who keeps us free from trouble, is actually an expansion of Lord Narayana. There is no purport, so we go to text number 24. Iti Nanda Vacha Srutva Garga Gitam Vrajju Kaksha Udita Nandam Anarchuta Krishnam Cha Gata Vishnmaye. Translation, please repeat. Sukhdev Goswami continued, having heard Nanda Maharaj relate the statements of Garga Muni, the residents of Vrindavan became enlivened. Their perplexity was gone, and they worshipped Nanda and Lord Krishna with great respect. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that in this verse, the word anarcha indicates that the residents of Vrindavan honored Nanda and Krishna with such offerings as fragrances, garlands, garments brought from their homes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur adds that the residents of Vrindavan honored Nanda and Krishna with loving offerings of jewels and gold coins. Apparently, Lord Krishna was playing in the forest when this conversation took place. So when he returned home, the residents of Vrindavan encouraged him by decorating him with beautiful yellow garments, necklaces, armlets, earrings, and crowns, and by shouting, all glories to the jewel of Vrindavan. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavanscham Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitaunscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Paja Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Jaya Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So, we are reading from the 10th canto, which is the face of Lord Krishna. As you all know, we always start with the first and second canto, which are the two feet of Lord Krishna. Third and fourth are the two legs of Krishna. Fifth canto comes up to the belly of Krishna. Sixth comes up to the stomach. Seventh and eighth come up to the chest. Ninth comes to the neck of Krishna. Tenth is the loving face of Krishna. 11th, the forehead and above. And 12th, the mukut of Krishna. So, there is no difference between Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam. According to the authorities and according to Krishna himself. So, in these two verses, which is the conclusion of the earlier verses, which had talked about the doubt, and the words used here is that the residents of Vrindavan were perplexed. Perplexed were, means they were in doubt. They didn't know what happened. You see, a small child, supposing a small child of 6-7 years old lifts a mountain, and that too keeps it up for 7 days, that is, on his little finger. I mean, it's inconceivable. Lord Chaitanya says beautifully, achintaya, you cannot imagine, achintaya, chinta means to think, unthinkable, achintaya, beda beda tattva. Krishna is achintaya, beda beda tattva. He is simultaneously one and different. So he is on one hand, like a little child of Nand Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, playing around in Vrindavan, and at the same time he does these fantastic wonderful pastimes. So when I read this title called Wonderful Krishna, I said, let me see the English dictionary, Oxford dictionary, what is the meaning of the word wonderful. We all know Krishna means a Krishna iti Krishna, defined. All attractive personality, supreme personality of Godhead is Krishna. That is Prabhupada defined. But what does the word wonderful mean? We all use the word wonderful. We use so many words in English language or any other language. Hindi or Gujarati or Marathi, whatever. But sometimes we don't refer to the dictionary. We just assume that this is a meaning. But I thought, let me check in the Oxford dictionary what is the meaning of the word wonderful. The Oxford dictionary has three meanings to the word wonderful. One, extremely good. Two, pleasant. Three, remarkable. So, Krishna is extremely good. Two, extremely pleasant. And three, he is extremely remarkable. So, I went to the root word, mul sadda, root word, wonder. From wonder comes wonderful. So, there the meanings are, now here is very interesting. First meaning of the word wonder is a feeling of surprise and admiration caused by something beautiful, unexpected and unfamiliar. Krishna does things which are very beautiful, totally unexpected and very unfamiliar. Okay, so that is the first meaning of the word wonder. Second meaning, the dictionary says, this personality has remarkable properties and abilities. Therefore, he does wonderful things. Third, of course, that is a general word used for a polite question or request, which they made here. The point is that Krishna is a wonderful personality, supreme personality of Godhead, because he does surprising things which are beautiful, unexpected and unfamiliar. We cannot do it. And he has remarkable properties and abilities. Therefore, it is wonderful. So that title, Wonderful Krishna, is the correct, appropriate title for this chapter. Because it is concluding after the Giriraj, when he lifted the mountain, Giri Govardhan. So let us go back a little to the 15th shloka, because unless you have been here for the last few days, you won't know the reference to context. So I like to always go back a little bit and get the overall picture. So in the 15th text, when they ask this question, what happened? How could it be such a young boy lifted this Govardhan mountain? It must have occurred to you also. Ye kaise ho sakta hai? So Nand Maharaj replied, O cowherd men, just hear my words and let all your doubts concerning my son be gone. Because many people, you know, they have doubts. Is Krishna really the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Or is somebody else there? Narayan maybe. Or some power or some unknown within, as Dr. Radhakrishna mentioned in his Bhagavad Gita. Some time ago, Garga Muni spoke to me as follows about this boy. His father is saying, Nand Maharaj, your son, Garga Muni says, your son, Krishna, appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red, and yellow. And now he has appeared in a blackish color. For many reasons, this beautiful son of yours sometimes appeared previously as a son of Vasudev. Therefore, those who are learned sometimes call this child Vasudev. Means if you are learned, you will call this child Vasudev. For this son of yours, there are many forms and names according to his transcendental qualities and activities. These are known to me, but people in general do not understand them. To increase the transcendental bliss of the cowherd men of Gokul, this child will always act auspiciously for you, and by his grace only you will surpass all difficulties. So Nanda Maharaj was explaining to his friends and subjects that if you really want to understand Krishna, it is very difficult. Unless you have two things. One is association of devotees. And second, you have to have the grace of a spiritual master. So, association of devotees is essential. Actually, I was in Vrindavan a few days ago with about 3,000 of us. Maharaj was the main speaker in the evening, Radhanath Swami, between 5 and 7. And we had these wonderful lectures. So, some of the points that Maharaj said pertains to this text which we are doing today. First of all, he says that to get access, like in a computer, you need the password, no? Many of you use computers. So you need the password. Like if you want to enter into a house or somewhere, you need a key, chavi. So to enter into the realm, like in the house of Krishna, you need, according to Radhanath Maharaj, a serving mood. First you have to change your mood, because right now we want other people to serve us. But we have to change that. We have to start serving others only. Whom do we serve? Those who are beloved to Radharani. Because if Radharani is happy that this soul who has come now after abandoning us and going away to the material world and doing material activities, now he has come back to serve, and therefore he is very good, and she recommends to Krishna that this gentleman should be allowed in the association of devotees. And the spiritual master is a representative of Balramji, who is the original spiritual master. And Balramji also says, so when Krishna hears the pleading, they say, aap jate na government office mein. So then what happens? You have to go to meet the chief minister or minister or whatever, or chief secretary. You have to go to the PA, you have to go to somebody else, and they take your card and they take your petition or whatever it is to the minister concerned. And he will say, this is a very useful person, very good person. You please see him for at least 2 minutes. You know, like that. So who will do the pleading for us? Because we have fallen down. Nobody knows us. But if we start in the mood of serving devotees, then Radharani starts getting pleased. And Radharani has access to Krishna. And therefore we can access in the association of Krishna. That is the Radhanath Maharaj was explaining to us that most important is that we must start serving and not expect any result from anyone. Because the result will come automatically. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, do your duty and the result will come. If you do material duty, you will get material result. If you do spiritual duty, you will get spiritual result. You can't expect by doing material duty you get spiritual result. No. However, the beauty is that by doing spiritual duties, by doing spiritual work, automatically material benefits also come. If Krishna wants you to have it, that's the point. If Krishna thinks that you are not fit for that material benefit, then he won't give you. Because he'll say, ke isko mil jayega, wo bhag jayega. He will get the material benefit. You know, there are people like that. You do something for them and they don't even look back. They don't even acknowledge. They don't even say thank you. They bhag jata hai. That happens on the street so often. I give prasad to the children, no? On the street. Beggar or something like that. From the car. Ye kya diya? 10 rupya do. Are bapre. Prasad deta hu main. Nahin, 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 prasad nahin chahiye. Like that. They're ungrateful. They don't realize that this is spiritual mercy of Radha Gopinath ji. So this is what happens. That in Agnyan, when you are not knowledgeable, when you don't understand, you get into trouble. So these temples built by Prabhupada was only for one purpose. What was the purpose? Get the knowledge how to go home back to Godhead. That is our only goal of human body. Of course, we are very fortunate that we all have human bodies. Regardless whether male, female, not important. The important is the human body. And if we miss this chance, we don't know what will happen. Prabhupada says, in your next life, you may be a dog, you may be an ant, you may be anything. Who knows? Now, how do we know that... This is a very important point. Please remember this. How do we know that we will not come back again to the material world? How do we know? We will go to spiritual world. How do we know? So that, this time I had gone to the Himalayas, searching for that Rishikesh place where Maharaj had concentrated, you know, so many years of his tapasya. And there I met one of Maharaj's friends, surprisingly. And that is Neem Karoli Babaji's place. And there is Krishna Das, Ram Das and all those people and so on. So they told me what their guru had told, Maharaj's friend told, that when you die, everybody is born, so everybody has to die. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, those who are born, death is certain. So, that's certain. So when you die, don't ask for anything material. Then you are sure not to get a material birth. Then furthermore it is added, don't ask for even a breath. Don't ask for oxygen. Krishna, main marta hoon, hawa chahiye. Kisi hawa do mere ko, oxygen do. Again you will get birth. Because hawa is material. So don't ask for anything material. It is a natural process. Jo hone wala hai, hoga. Leave it to Krishna. He knows better. Just like a small child, very small child. He doesn't know what is best for him. His mother only knows what is best for him. That you come here, you eat, you drink milk, or you go to school or whatever. And if the child follows the mother, then it's fine. Later on the child will say, this is your father. This is what is father. Father is the one who works, gets us the money, and so on and so forth. So he says, oh, that's father. Okay. So mother is the authority who tells this is the father. So who's our eternal spiritual mother? Radharani. And who's our eternal spiritual father? Krishna. Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Bhuteshu Am Braj Pita. I am the seed-giving father of everyone. Four times he says, not once, twice, but four times he says. In 700 shlokas, four times. Because sometimes, you know, you have to repeat, repeat, repeat. So that it gets into the skull. So, Krishna is very kind to us, and Radhanath Maharaj is more kind than that, because the Guru is always kinder than Krishna. Krishna says, come on, first surrender unto me. Sarva dharma parityagam amekam sharan vaja am tvam sarva papebhyo moksha sami masucha. First you surrender to me, then I will give you moksha sami masucha. Otherwise nothing doing, get out. But that's not what Guru Maharaj says or Radharani says. Koi baat nahi, tumhe se bhul ho gai, koi baat nahi. You first just do some service. Please some devotees. Sorry, I am switching off my mobile. It's my mistake. I must also admit. Sabka mobile band kar diya na? I am closing now. So, if I make a mistake, I am sorry, but everybody can make mistakes. So, in these lectures, Maharaj said a few good points, and I am going to use those points to emphasize here. Maharaj says, there is prayas and shreyas. Prayas and Shreyas. I made notes. What is Prayas and Shreyas? Prayas gives immediate sense of happiness, such as when a child gets a cheap lollipop. This is Maharaj's statement. So, chote bachche hote hain, small children, and crying, then what they give him? A lollipop. So, he is very happy. So, it's a temporary happiness. That is what we are getting these days. That is what we are getting in the material world. Temporary happiness, small lollipops. What is the use of that? What we should ask for is Shreyas. Is what we get lasting benefit eternally, which is very good for us. It starts with education. Starts with knowledge. Initially, the child may not like to go to school, but he has to go to school. Similarly, we have to have sadhana. We have to chant our rounds. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Minimum 16 rounds. Minimum. Maybe maximum any number. 20, 25, 30, 35. Whatever. Minimum that much. So first is this prayas and shreyas. Understand the difference between the two. Then Maharaj explained, I already told you about access to Krishna, how to get by serving nicely devotees. Then Maharaj said, the opposite is also, you must understand. You must understand the opposite. The opposite was Kalia, because we had gone to Kalia, you know, that Kalia Naka jo area, hai na? So we had gone there and he had given, he had not given lecture, some other devotee had given lecture. I think it was, I'm just trying to remember who it was. But one of our devotees had given lecture. And Maharaj said, Kalia represents false ego. All of us have ego. Ego means in Latin, I am. I, e and go means am in Latin. So I am. But we have identified wrongly. I am Indian. I am a boy or a man. I am a Hindu or whatever, Muslim or Christian. These are wrong, because the Jiva Atma has no such thing. There is no brand even. In fact, when you are born, you don't know who you are. You are told everything from beginning, isn't it? So, Maharaj explains that the opposite of knowledge is false ego, and he also explained something very good. He said that Bakasur represents cunningness. Because he had explained the earlier day about Bakasur. You all know that story, no? About Bakasur. Krishna killed Bakasur. Bakasur was a brother, no? Of Agasur. And he was also brother of Putna. Putna was his sister. So, Bakasur represents what? Cunningness. Which results in deceitful and duplicitous activities. Instead of spiritual activities, serving activities, association with devotees, if you do the opposite, because you must understand fully. If you want to understand day, you must understand night also. Otherwise, if night comes, you would say, what happened to the day? So you must know what is day, you must know what is night. You must know what is good for you, what is bad for you. So everything then becomes very crystal clear. So Maharaj was making it very clear that duplicitous and deceitful activities send you into hell. So, ye ek rasta hai niche jane ka, dusra rasta hai upar jane ka. So, one, by serving devotees, association of devotees, you develop the automatic attention of Radharani and senior devotees. And these senior devotees then recommend to Krishna. It's not possible to directly go to Krishna. Impossible. Just like if I want to meet the President of India or Prime Minister of India, I cannot just walk into the room and say, okay, I have arrived. Not possible. You have to go through proper channels. So this is the proper channel for us. We must remember that Krishna's glance nourishes and his eyes radiate love, compassion and beauty. Radhanath Maharaj says, Krishna's glance, unki drashti, kripa drashti, it is there, no, in Damodara Ashtakam also, in so many slokas in Srimad Bhagavatam, that Krishna's glance is what nourishes the soul. This is very important. Because food is very important. Hum log prasad khate hai na. So what is prasad? We have cooked it only. Some Matajis have cooked or some Prabhujis have cooked and presented to Krishna. Krishna sees that prasad, no? So his drishti converts that into spiritual prasad, mercy. It's the same. Actually, materially speaking, vajan bhajan wahi hai. Calories wahi hai. Protein wahi hai. But added on to all that is the Krishna's glance which nourishes spiritual nourishment. And what happens with this nourishment with the eyes? It radiates love, compassion and beauty, Maharaj says. This is very important. That is why prasad changed the whole manas of all those people when Prabhupada first went in 1965. He did nothing. He kept on feeding them huge amount of prasad. You see? And those American boys and girls loved that prasad. Rasagullas, you know, and gulab jamuns and all these wonderful kachoris and samosas and whatnot. Prabhupada used to cook very well. Puris and sabjis and all that. Dal. So they loved it, you know, because they had not seen such prasad in their life. Actually, Krishna is all attractive. Akrishna iti Krishna. I mentioned that is the definition of Krishna. Actually, Krishna is all attractive. But what attracts Krishna is more important. Clear? What attracts Krishna is more important than what Krishna himself is to us. Because to us, to me or to you, how Krishna will be attracted to me or to you or whatever, each one of you. So, this is if you give your time to Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kalosmi, I am time. It is his time. Time we have not manufactured. Ye jo ghadi hai mere paas, it only indicates that it is now 8:30. That's all. But I have not manufactured 8:30. I have not got the sun up and down and all that. Krishna has done all that. Getting the sunrise and sunset and all the seasons and whatnot. So, we have to give our little time to Krishna. It's like putting Ganga Jal back into Ganga. When you offer obeisances to Ganga, when you go to Ganga and you pray, then you put the Ganga Jal only back into Ganga. As if Ganga doesn't have enough water. But the fact is that we acknowledge, we are grateful. That attracts the other person. Aap dekho, aapke life mein, you have an enemy, supposing. Maharaj gave that example, beautiful example. Maharaj gave an example that the greater the devotee, he does not differentiate between enemy and friend. He said so a few days ago in Vrindavan. And I made notes of that. The greater the devotee, if you are a devotee, if you want to become a great devotee, you want to be nearer to Krishna and finally to join him in one of his activities, You must not differentiate between enemy and friend. Maharaj says, even if somebody has done bad to you, you still treat him as a friend. That is the point. Do him good. Wo sharam ke mare hi to mere paas aa jayega. You see, in Hindi there is a very famous saying, sharam ke mare hi to mere paas aaye. Usko maarna nahi hai, sharam se maro. Aap samajh gaya na Hindi? Sab log jante, everybody understands. Do it in such a way, don't kill him, maro mat, but usko sharam se maro. Make him feel very sad that all these years I made myself enemy of this man, but still he is giving me good service, still he is doing something good for me. It's my misfortune that I made an enemy out of him. You see, and this will not give you material karmas. It is your advantage actually. Apna fayda mein. What Maharaj says, everything is in our interest. It is not in Maharaj's interest. Maharaj's interest, already Maharaj has got enough interest. Just like in a bank, you have an account, and on that account you get interest. In Gujarati say, mudi karta vyaj valu. Means, you know, good Jews. We are good Jews. So we always count money. So, instead of capital, the interest is more valuable, or, you know, we appreciate. Because that has come extra, over and above, icing on the cake, as they say. So, the interest for us, what we need or what we want most, is Krishna's attention to us. But that won't come directly. It will come through devotees. And therefore we must serve devotees, Maharaj says. Then he gives a beautiful example, which is there in Prabhupada's book. That is about Kunti Mataji, teachings of Queen Kunti. Now this is wonderful. If you think back, Prabhupada was a very strong personality. I know it because I fought with him for a while as a Mayavadi. He was a very powerful personality. Personality very powerful. He was short, not very tall. He was not very like a wrestler. But his mind was so focused. There was so much strength in that gentleman's mind and intelligence and brilliance. And he considered all living entities same, whether it was male or female. Otherwise, why should he write a book about teachings of Queen Kunti, a lady? You see, he glorified Queen Kunti so much. So she says that what final, I'm reducing the book into just few sentences. Final, jo bolte na, ant mein kya hua. So finally, Queen Kunti says, I want only three things. She is praying to Krishna. Mere ko teen cheez chahiye. So just remember these three things, okay? Particularly ladies, you remember. Huh? Because she is one of you, Queen Kunti. I want eternally association of devotees. Harek bari aata hi jata hai. Every time, everyone wants association of devotees. Two, this is very interesting. She says, I want love of all living things. I want to love all living things. Jo kuch jinda hai, I want to love all living things. And Prabhupada writes, why? Why she said like that? I want to love all living things. Because all living things are part and parcel of Krishna. Because if we love every part and parcel of Krishna, aap samajh gaya na? If you love every part and parcel of Krishna, so then you start loving Krishna himself. Ho gaya, kaam ho gaya apna. So, and third she says, I want love of Krishna which is developed and nourished by service to Krishna and his devotees. Mere ko Krishna prem, Krishna seva, aur bhakti. Bhakti means bhakta. From bhakta comes bhakti. So, bhakta ki seva karenge to bhakti aayegi. Nahi to bhakti nahi aayegi. Samajh gaye? And bhakti nahi aayegi to Krishna nahi aayenge. Aur Krishna nahi aayenge to ye jindagi phokat gayi. Waste. So, it is all a matter of logic. Remembering Krishna at all times is very difficult. Krishna says, man mana mat bhakta. So, Krishna wants us to remember him every time. But if we don't it's not possible for us to remember Krishna every time. We can remember the service, ye mere ko kaam karna hai. You know, every time you ask somebody, ke mere se ye kaam kar lo. Nahi, 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 mera dusra kaam hai. Isn't it? You heard many times. Bahut baar aapne suna hai. Ke I am busy with something else. So get busy in service of Krishna. That itself develops love of Krishna. Krishna prem aisa nahi aata hai. It doesn't come cheap. It doesn't come free. Nothing in this world is a free lunch, as they say. You have to do something to achieve that. So Krishna prem aata hai by Krishna service. Krishna service cannot come unless you do bhakti. Bhakti cannot come unless you understand who is the bhakta. And first you have to ask your Guru Maharaj, ki ye bhakta hai ya chor hai? First the Guru Maharaj should not be a chor. Wohi main cheez hai na. So, because in this Kali Yuga all sorts of people are there. So then you have to ask Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita that who is a true Guru. There he says, Ibam Parampara Praptam, those who only speak about me, those who are only serving me, those who are eternally connected with me and who don't want anything for themselves, he is your Guru. Okay. And he has come from Guru Parampara. Means it should not be somebody just walking in like that. Unka Guru kone? A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He's number 32 in Bhagavad Gita. So, unka guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Unka guru, Gaurakishore Babaji. Unka guru, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Like that, Jagannath Mishra Babaji. And it goes back up to Krishna. So, that chain of unbroken disciplic succession has to be there. And that's possible only in these four sampradayas. Four schools. Sampradaya means sam and pradaya. School of spiritual knowledge. Sampradaya. School of spiritual knowledge. So there are four schools. Like, you know, you have schools in Bombay, so many. So there are four top schools, sampradayas. So wo unbroken chain hai. Wahan hai. So, Vidur, our Radhanath Maharaj is explaining, Vidur was also meditating because Vidur had lost his connection with Kauravs. They had kicked him out. You remember that story in Mahabharata, isn't it? All of you. So Vidur had gone to all holy dhams to meet all holy people. So then Vidur was meditating. At my last moment, may I remember Krishna and may Krishna remember me. This is very important because everybody wants to remember Krishna. Krishna says, Antakale, who remembers Narayana Smriti. So he's telling, but Vidur says, Are Baba, you don't forget me, huh? Main aapko yaad karunga. Lekin aap bhi mere ko yaad karna. It's very intelligent. You follow? So, just like you go to somebody's house and then that fellow says that, did you remember me? Do you know who I am? Like that. So, Krishna, please remember me also. Vidur is asking. But all this can happen if you have intimacy. You can talk to Krishna if you are intimate with the person, isn't it? You must have his mobile number. Then you can contact him wherever he is. So, what is the mobile number? How do you contact Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is the only way that we can contact Krishna, by the Mahamantra. Because Mahamantra has been given to us by none other than Brahmaji himself, our first guru in the Guru Evam Parampara. After Krishna, Brahma's number comes. Brahma tells Narad. So between Brahma and Narad, this conversation took place. It is given in Kali Sandar Upanishad. And there, Brahmaji has himself told Narad Muni that if you want to go home back to Godhead, you have to follow the 12 steps. Now, this is the conclusion. Now, what I am telling is that if you want to go home back to Godhead, you have to do 12 steps. Steps mean dadar hota na, steps ka. So, this is explained by, it was forgotten. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again came to revive this. And it is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj ki jai. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explained to whom? Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. His left and right hand. Most important devotees of his. So, will you all please listen carefully to the 12 steps how you can go home back to Godhead. It is not my creation, it is not anybody's creation. It is Lord Krishna himself in the mood of Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is explaining this. So, it is final authority. The first step, according to this, I have, because I like to do like research. So, I have found out everything and put it in a proper way. First is, the aspiring devotee should understand about his original position and his original relationship. So, first you must understand, because Ke Ami, who said, Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, no? First time they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they said, the whole village or the town, Ram, thinks that I am very learned, but I don't know who I am. Ke Ami. So, that is the first answer Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives them. That you are eternally a soul, you are eternally servant of God. That is the first step to understand. Pehle aapko samajh jana chahiye ki main kaun hu, who I am. Main ek jivatma hu. Nahi main sharir, nahi kuch aur. Jivatma. Aur main hamesha Krishna ka bhakta hu, Krishna ka devotee hu, Krishna ka servant hu. That is the first step. Second, aapko, who is with you? Aapke saath kaun hai? Hriday mein. Aap jivatma kahan hai? Jivatma hriday mein hai. To hi wo ghadi chalega. To battery nikal dega. Electronic watch hai. To battery nikal dega to ghadi band ho jayega. So this body's ghadi, this body is a mechanism. Ki kyon chalta hai? Because the jivatma is there. जीवात्मा है वो एनर्जी है शक्ति है वो एनर्जी देती है तो ये शरीर चलता है जीवात्मा निकल गया कंडम खत्म घड़ी को फेंक दो इसने जला दो करेक्ट सो उसके साथ कौन है हु गिव्स एनर्जी टू जीवात्मा आल्सो एंड गाइडेंस परमात्मा हु सेज चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेज सो यू फर्स्ट अंडरस्टैंड हु यू आर सेकंड यू अंडरस्टैंड हु इज परमात्मा Paramatma is a manifestation of the localized Lord in the heart. Paramatma is a localized manifestation in the heart. He gives the example that just as there is only one moon, isn't it, at night, full moon. But if you have many kundis, pani ka kundi hota na, chota chota chota, you'll see that moon is in every kundi. Similarly, Paramatma to ek hi hai, lekin परमात्मा का स्वरूप जो है वो हर एक कुंडी में है तो आपकी कुंडी जो हार्ट है वहां भी परमात्मा है ओके चैतन्य महाप्रभु एक्सप्लेन द फर्स्ट स्टेप ऑफ गोइंग होम बैक टू गॉड अंडरस्टैंड हु यू आर हु इज परमात्मा नाउ द क्वेश्चन इज संबंध रिलेशनशिप ये संबंध कौन सिखाएगा अपने को संबंध इज गिवन बाय ओनली वन दैट इज मदन मोहन जी मदन मोहन कृष्ण So that is why we pray to Madan Mohan Ji. Sanatan Goswami made the temple at Vrindavan. We visited there and we offered our obeisances. There was a beautiful lecture given by Radhesham Prabhu, president of our Pune temple, at that temple over there. So he also emphasized that Paramatma is a super consciousness. We are conscious. And once we connect जैसे अपने को कनेक्शन मिल जाता है तो ही बैटरी का उपयोग होता है नहीं तो दैट बैटरी इज ऑफ नो यूज अनलेस इट इज कनेक्टेड टू द मैकेनिज्म सिमिलरली यू हैव टू कनेक्ट बिटवीन योर सोल एंड द इटर्नल परमात्मा ओके देन सेकेंड स्टेप ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड ही टेल्स चैतन्य महाप्रभु टेल्स हिम दैट देयर इज डिफरेंस बिटवीन द जीवात्मा एंड परमात्मा जीवात्मा कैन नॉट बिकम परमात्मा परमात्मा इज ऑलवेज परमात्मा जीवात्मा इज ऑलवेज जीवात्मा दैट इज अ मिस्टेक मायावादीज मेक मायावादीज थिंक दैट वी विल बिकम परमात्मा वी विल बिकम गॉड बट दैट इज नॉट पॉसिबल चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेज इनफैक्ट चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेज इफ यू हियर मायावादी भाष्य सुना यू जस्ट क्लोज योर इयर्स एंड गेट आउट ऑफ द प्लेस Because that is the start of your downfall. Because your second step only you will slip. Jaise hum log upar, we go step by step up. If you slip from one step, you fall down, no? Just like snakes and ladders, no? That children play. You're back to square zero. So you will fall down. So second step is, don't confuse Jivatma and Paramatma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us through Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Just like Krishna was telling us through Bhagavad Gita. Arjun knows everything about Bhagavad Gita. He is eternally hearing that. But for our benefit, Bhagavad Gita is given. For our benefit, Chaitanya Charitamrita is given. Third step. The material world is the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. First, third thing you must know and be very convinced about, and now it is scientifically proven also, that this material world is nothing compared to the spiritual world. Now the scientists, first time have realized after they had that big, what is that thing in Switzerland and underground, no, 18 kilometers. Huh? No, not Big Bang. It is, that Big Bang is old. This is recently they have discovered. Huh? They call it God particle, but they don't understand, so they call it God particle. God particle is Paramatma actually. It's stupid. They don't know. We didn't know also. It is told to us. There's a descending process of knowledge and this is the ascending process of knowledge. It's very costly and difficult. Who says so? Krishna says. Where he says so? In Bhagavad Gita, there is a chapter called Bhakti Yoga. So Arjun asks, Evam Satata Yuktae Bhaktas Tvam Paripasate. Ye chapyakshar avyaktam tesam ke yoga vittamaha. So Krishna, please tell me, Arjun says, that what I should do? Should I follow the impersonal method of going back home back to Godhead, or the personal way of going home back to Godhead? So what does Krishna answer in number 2 of that chapter? Evam satate yuktaye bhaktasvam paripasate ye chapyakshara vyaktam tesam go vittamaha. Krishna says that those who follow the personal bhakti method can reach to me very easily in one lifetime. But those who follow impersonal way, they take a long, long time, a very painful and very costly process. So they are following this costly process, this God particle business. We can do it cheaply here only. We don't need that big, big cyclotron and all that. It is called cyclotron, that machine. So, what is the result of going home back to Godhead? The result is pure bliss of the spiritual world. And this material world is a perfected reflection. It looks like bliss. I say dikta, almost the same. The difference between brass and gold. Supposing you wear beautiful jewelry made of brass. Huh? And then you go out, then the people will laugh at you. Or this woman, she's wearing brass necklace and all. Have you seen brass necklace? I've seen. What they do, they make brass and then they put a small plating of gold on it. But that gold goes away in due course. Or becomes, and then half gold, half brass. It's all bunk. Useless. So that is what we are doing, unfortunately. Aadha time ye karte, aadha time wo karte. Brass and gold mixture. We should do pure bhakti. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Sanatan and Rupa Goswami. Step number 3. Go for the rhino, as Prabhupada said. Don't go for the pigs and animals. Go for the big thing. So, big thing is to go home back to Godhead. Fourth step to go home back to Godhead. All by praying to Madan Mohanji, you get this result. The living entities have no relationship with the material world. We have no relationship with the material world. We have only relationship with spiritual world. Unfortunately, we think all our relatives are here in this material world. But really, it's not so. Nobody is our relation. Koi apne saath aaya nahi, koi apne saath jayega nahi. One big poet has said like that. We are going to come alone, we are going to go alone. You tell a relation, ki main abhi marne wala hoon, chalo mere saath. Wo relation bolega, main jata hoon. I am going out of this hospital. So, you see, that is a proof of it. Whereas, the spiritual world is the true relationship. And therefore, we should get connected back to the spiritual world. So, these are the first phase. Means, you know, the phase one is by praying to, again I repeat, how to conquer material desires. Because we all have material desires. So, Madan Mohanji helps us to conquer material desires. And material desires can be conquered by these four steps, which is phase one. Out of 12 steps, four steps are helped by Madan Mohanji's worship. As I told you, we were in these different temples in Vrindavan. So at each temple, we were learning, or I was refreshing my memory. So second phase is Abhidaya. First phase is Sambandh. Sambandh between us, Jivatma, Paramatma. Second phase is Abhidaya. Abhidaya means purifying the senses. And only Govindji, Lord Govinda, can purify our senses. Go and Vinda. Go means senses, go means earth, and go means cow. Go means three things. And Vinda means to purify. So the cow's milk can purify us, help us. The food grains from the earth can help us, purify us. And our mind should be able to purify our soul. So what does he say? The natural tendency for attachment to the Lord is a constitutional duty of a living entity. In the conditional life, there is no attachment to God, there is attachment to material enjoyment, and that is our fall down. So that is the fourth step. This is the fifth step. Sixth step is mukti. Sixth step means halfway. Mukti is of various variety. Mukta is free from that rope of binding us to the material world. Now this can be by devotional service. First time devotional service is mentioned. Who gives us devotional service? Lord Govinda gives us devotional service. So, then the seventh step is, according to one's qualification, the cultivation of the devotional service constitutional duties. Apna jo qualification hai, just like in an office, somebody is qualified to be a peon, somebody is qualified to be an engineer, somebody accountant, somebody something else. So, you have to start getting qualified now, in this world, now. This is like a school, sampradaya. So, by preparing ourselves, you can have a better qualification and have a better position in the spiritual world also, and better connection there also. So, this is a very useful time actually, this time in the material world. We shouldn't waste our time. Because yahan jitna hum mehnat karenge, utna fayda apne ko spiritual world mein bhi milne wala hai. And who's going to give us? Lord Govinda is giving us. The seventh step. Eighth step is, this is very interesting. Eighth and ninth step. Eighth step is a direct cultivation of realization of, hum samajh jayenge, what is our constitutional position, sambandha, what we are, how to do things, and then what result we should get. So the eighth and ninth step is indirect result, and the result will be samadhi. Sam and adi. Sam means connection, and adi means peace. So if everybody is actually asking for peace, but you are not getting peace in this world, you can only get pure peace by samadhi. And Prabhupada therefore says Bhagavad Gita is the peace formula. Full absorption in the Supreme. By fully being absorbed in the Supreme, you get samadhi. And samadhi is both in the preliminary stage and advanced stage. So it takes time. So you need association and duty to the Guru. Because Guru can teach you samadhi. The third group, third stage is Prayojana, which is our Gopinath can give. And that is achieving the final goal of love of God. Love of God I have already explained earlier. You can get love of God only if God loves you. It's not a one-way street. You can't go to somebody and say, I love you so much. It's all in the cinema. It's not in reality. You see? It has to be a both way. Love is not just one way. So we have to love God and make sure that love, God loves us also. Don't forget us. Who said that? Vidur said, "Mere ko bhi yaad rakhna, bhai. Hum to aapko yaad rakhenge mrityu time mein." Yaad rakhna means like love. Barabar hai? So this Gopinath can give you love of God. Remember why Maharaj has given the highest deity to us. Such a great boon we have received, Gopinath ji. Because we are going to get pure love from Gopinath. And it is the eternal duty of the living entity to cultivate Krishna consciousness, following in the mood of the residents of Raj. Then now you get a new address. You get a new ticket. You will go in the spiritual Vraj. You will be born after this life, again as a baby, because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, those who are born, death is certain, and those who die, birth is certain. Certain. Birth is certain. But there are two types of birth. One is, again you will get material birth, or you can get spiritual birth. Spiritual birth can be in Goloka Vrindavan. There you start getting trained in spiritual activity from childhood itself. Remember this. Please don't forget. And the 12th and last most important step, the most glorious activity of the living entity, is to engage himself totally only in the mellows enjoyed by Krishna. It's very high philosophy. All this I read and then I fell asleep, because itna deep philosophy hai. It takes hours and hours of understanding that. And we are we are not even in the 11th step or the 10th step, and we are reading about the 12th final step. It'll come. 12th step will come finally. It'll automatically come to you. Just like you go up the staircase, you don't have to start counting. Yeah, I did 8, now 9th must come. The 9th is there only. Your leg is going to go on the 9th step or the 10th step, isn't it? But at least you should reach up the 10th step. Then Gopinath takes over. And Gopinath will take you home back to Godhead. So, we have gone through this wonderful chapter called Wonderful Krishna. As I explained to you, Krishna is full of wonder and surprise. And he can do things, as explained in the Oxford Dictionary. The word wonder is very important. So, things which are unexpected will happen in Krishna's presence. And we have also discussed how we can go home back to Godhead, because the Bhagavatam is the only source book which guarantees and has shown evidence of other devotees having gone home back to Godhead. Like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was very angry. 5-year-old child. You know how a 5-year-old child can get very angry? Those who have got children, boys, especially Kshatriya type of boys, they become very, very angry actually. But that anger was converted by his Guru Maharaj, Narad Muni, to determination. Dhruv. Dhruv means born determination. Sanskrit word Dhruv means somebody is. Dhruv means he is very determined. So he was so determined, and he chanted that Maha Mantra of the Yuga. This is Kaliyug. In that Satyug time, he chanted Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He was only chanting this, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. No other activity. Can you imagine? He was not even bothering to eat or drink water. Because his Guru Maharaj didn't tell him to eat or drink. So he said, Main to Kshatriya hun, jo bola hai main karunga. Sometimes the Sardarjis are also mentioned like that. Jo bole wo kare. So Sardarji ko bolega, ye karo, to wohi karte jayega. He won't change. He will only do that only. They are Kshatriyas. So some people are like that. And then when you say, why didn't you do that thing also? They say, you never told me. So Dhruva Maharaj was only told by Narad Muni, you chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. So he kept on chanting, that's all, day and night. So much that the whole thing started getting shaken up. Even the spiritual world, the heavenly planets got shaken up. And it was the Indra and company who came down to tell Narad Muni, bhai, ye band karao ye Dhruv ko. Nahi to hum log ka bahut, we can't breathe. There is no rain coming, no smell, nothing is happening. The whole world is coming to, their world is coming to a stop. Then Dhruva Maharaj was Then Narayan Muni, Narayan, Lord Narayan himself came. Then what happened? Dhruv said, when Narayan came, what he said? Now that Narayan, Lord Narayan himself came and said, ask for a boon. And what did Dhruv say? Why should I ask for broken glass when I have got the jewel yourself? You see, he rejected the Lord. Can you imagine? Somebody come. Supposing a big man comes to your house and he says, here is 1 crore rupees. नहीं नहीं छोड़ो यार छोड़ दो एक करोड़ तेरा क्यों लो मेरे पास बहुत है दैट इज समथिंग इज़न्ट इट सो गॉड हिमसेल्फ केम टू ध्रुव के तेरे को जो चाहिए मैं देता हूं व्हाट एवर यू वांट आई वांट टू गिव यू एंड व्हाट डिड ही से आई डोंट वांट एनीथिंग फ्रॉम यू दैट इज द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ दैट फेलो ही सेड आई गॉट एवरीथिंग आई डोंट वांट योर थिंग दिस इज लाइक ब्रोकन ग्लास व्हाट यू आर गिविंग मी आई गॉट यू मैंने आई हैव कैप्चर्ड यू ओनली Then why I should ask anything from you? Aap samajh gaye na? Hare Krishna. So this is your position. That is why we are reading Bhagavatam. Because all these great devotee stories are inside there. Who actually captured God. I mean, it's not easy to capture God. You see, it's very slippery actually. But in one sense. But the fact of the matter is, Dhruv did capture God. And God had to agree to whatever. Similarly, there was another devotee who was at Bali Maharaj, no? Prahlad also, but Prahlad is a very great devotee. He's still alive, incidentally. But Bali Maharaj, Prahlad's grandson, actually the Lord became his watchman. He apna darwaze ke bahar khade hota na bichare. So you never know. So Lord became a driver. Partha Sarthi for Arjun. You see. So he is prepared to do his service for you. The question is, are you prepared to do service eternally for him? That is the big question. The Lord is prepared to do service for you. Can you imagine? Actually, he is serving us. He is giving us free sunlight. He is giving us free air. He is giving us free water, rain. Everything he is giving us free. He is serving us. But we are not acknowledging and even thanking him for it, let alone serving him. So we'll stop here. It's 10 o'clock. Any questions or any comments? Yes, please. Give him the mic, please.
Prabhuji, I have heard from various speakers, even read in Prabhupada books, that there are only 4 authorized authentic schools.
Yes, sampradayas.
Wow. Sampradayas. But even Prabhupada himself has accepted that Lord Jesus was the son of God. Then why Christianity is not authorized school?
Very good question. For that question, you'll be surprised to know, my wife and I, we went to Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. And then we went to Nazareth also, where he worked and studied. And we went to Jerusalem also. Not only that, I also went to Konya, that birthplace and where the body was left of the Muhammad Sufi, you know. Because I wanted to know all these answers, which that question of yours is very glorious, very important. And I thank you for asking, because that was my question. So I wanted to know that when Prabhupada himself has talked about 4 sampradayas, that these 4 sampradayas are in India. But God is not limited to India. God is giving other schools, other places also. Just like in India there are schools. In Bombay there are schools. But in England also there are schools. In America there are schools. Everywhere there are schools. So God has planted his people all over. Okay. Only thing is, we don't want you to go all the way to Jerusalem to learn, which I did, because I had a chance to go. And there I found that Jesus Christ, there is a beautiful book by a German scholar called Keller, that Jesus in India. Have you read that book? It's available in the Bombay airport. I bought that copy. Jesus Christ, this is the shocking part. There is more detailed in the Holy Quran, which is the Arabic Muslim book, holy book, about Jesus and his mother than in the Bible itself. Can you imagine? Christians are saying that our holy Bible is the Christian spiritual document. So you ask them, come on, show me all the details which you have asked that question. But it's not so much there as in the Holy Quran. Actually, the Holy Quran accepts Mary and they explain more about it. I was really shocked to read the Quran and find that there. So, in two documents it is there, Holy Bible and Holy Quran about Jesus. So, it is confirmed when there are two documents or more documents, no? Like police ask for witness, no? Eyewitness. So, ek witness aata hai, dusra aata hai, tisra aata hai. Then they check the story. Iska story kya hai, iska story kya hai. Same hai na? Then they think that is the truth. So, it is there that Jesus Christ was both in the Holy Quran and the Bible, Mary says, when Lord, the unknown voice comes to her, that Mary, you shall have my son as your son. Mary replies, my dear Lord, I am not yet married and I'll be stoned to death, because at that time, if a girl was not married and she became pregnant, she was stoned to death. That was unfortunate, but that is how that custom was in those countries in those days. Okay. So God said, don't worry about it. Have faith in me. Therefore, she and that Joseph and goes to Bethlehem and, you know, in that barn there. So I went to that church also, same place where he was born. But Jesus Christ could not get the answers to his questions. So he came to Jagannath Puri and Varanasi in India through Kashmir. And this German scholar, I've got the book at home, gives exactly his route, how he came and where he studied. So, actually, Jesus Christ studied in India. Is that clear? So he joined one of the sampradayas. So that's why our Prabhupada says that Jesus Christ is a Vaishnava. You follow? So there is no difference. Supposing a student from one of our schools graduates and then starts a school in another country, this is authorized, isn't it? Branch ho gaya na? Does that answer your question? Any other question? No questions. Prabhupada ki. Yeah.